Turns out Mitchell really had forgotten his wallet, so proposing wasn't even on his radar. My plan was bulletproof. He was going to be as blindsided as the fattest hog on Founders Day, and I was
pretty darn proud of myself. I had the ideal proposal. Cam once told me that all he wanted was someone to sit in a rocking chair and grow old with. And so while we're at dinner, Claire is setting up two rocking chairs next to the fireplace with a bottle of champagne. He is going to
squeal like a Berkshire White in a four-man pig toss. Gosh darn it, I miss Founders Day.
It's a little bit fancy for just a quick bite.
Well, who knows if they can even get us in. Let me check. Reservation for talkers. Everything's set up at the table. Yeah.
Oh. The restaurant where we had our first date, the sunset lighting that Cam loves. He was going to propose. I was so touched, but at the same time, he was ruining the one chance I had for romantic redemption. Oh, I'm feeling really queasy, Cam.
No, you'll be okay once we sit down.
I think I need to go home. Sorry.
Excuse me, sorry. No, we'll get you some ginger ale, some crackers.
I'm back. I gotta run to the restroom. You grab the car.
Well, you'll feel better after you throw up.
Okay, new plan. We're coming back early. Is everything set up?
You said 2 hours. We haven't even left yet.
Well, hurry.
Just stall. Tell them that Haley had a hemorrhage, and you were her blood type.
I'm not doing that, you ghoul. Just get back to the house.
Gloria.
Cam, how did it go?
It didn't happen. I have to go with a backup plan.